There's a call this morning for Liberal backbencher Gladys Liu to address federal parliament about multiple claims of her associations with China's Foreign Influence Network. Chinese government documents AM revealed yesterday list her name as a council member of organisations overseen by China's powerful United Front Work Department. In a wide-ranging interview last night, she says she can't recall being a member of the organisations and suggests her name may have been added without her knowledge. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon in Canberra.
Crossbench Senator Rex Patrick says Parliament should seek answers to questions surrounding Gladys Liu's association with China's United Front Network.
The Parliament needs to look at this very, very carefully to make sure that there are no foreign influences.
Yesterday, AM detailed Chinese government records suggesting that between 2003 and 2015, Ms. Liu was a council member of the China Overseas Exchange Association, a body set up by the country's powerful state council to influence foreign governments. Rex Patrick's calling on the Liberal backbencher to address Parliament about the documents.
Well, it's my view that it raises questions that must be answered. It would be prudent for Ms. Liu to make a statement to the Parliament around the story and the elements of the story. But also, I think it's probably appropriate that the Prime Minister seek an advice from ASIO.
Gladys Liu was asked about the China Overseas Exchange Association in an interview with Sky News.
I cannot recall if, as is reported, that from 2003 to 2015, 12 years long, that if I can't recall, I can't be an active member of that council, can I?
Sky host Andrew Bolt pushed for more information.
That's two associations, association lasting 12 years and you can't recall it?
Well, I can tell you that I have never been a member of this council, and it can happen. They can put your name there without your knowledge.
Andrew Bolt also asked her about Beijing's position on the South China Sea, a key foreign policy issue for the Chinese government and its United Front network.
The Permanent Court of Arbitration in The Hague has said that China taking over the South China Sea was unlawful. Do you agree that it was unlawful?
This is a matter for the foreign minister. I would put Australia's interests first.
The Australian government opposes China's military expansion in the South China Sea. Mr. Bolt asked Ms. Liu about that position too.
Do you support the government's position that China stealing the South China Sea is unlawful?
Well, my understanding is a lot of countries is trying to claim ownership, sovereignty of the South China Sea because of various reasons. And my position is with the Australian government.
Noting she'd been reluctant to condemn China's actions, he tried a third time.
Is it unlawful, yes or no?
Well, as I said, I want to make sure that Australians' interests were put first and foremost. And if it's going to affect our trade or our travelling, then definitely that is something that I would not support.
That's Liberal backbencher Gladys Liu ending Tom Eagledon's report, and the Prime Minister's office referred AM to Ms. Liu's statements when we asked about this story.